So those additional opportunities to vaccinate within county, I was glad to hear you say that, but are these primarily at a couple of different pharmacy locations, or are they through individual doctor-patient appointments at our clinics?
Sure. I'm not aware of anywhere that you can make an appointment and get a vaccine with your primary care provider, but okay. The Essentia pharmacies in both Silver Bay and Two Harbors have been vaccinating and boosting for several months now, and that has really helped take some of the pressure off us. We appreciate that people do have other options to get vaccinated as well.
Of course, we've just recently had the availability of pediatric vaccines for the 5 to 11-year-old age group, at least. You're also scheduling clinics for those through public health as well.
Yeah.
I'm looking here to kind of get a sense of mitigation in the face of something that spreads as easily as Omicron. Wouldn't say that my individual observations tell me that everybody's masking up. What would your department say at this point to people about what they might want to consider doing for mitigation, including, in my case, seriously considering what I prioritize as social activity? Is this a period where it might be worth considering the next number of weeks as a time to be less socially active? I mean, frankly, because we're all indoors in the winter, and almost all of our functions and our meetups are indoors.
Sure. I think this would be a really good time for people to pause and reevaluate both their personal and work situations. Until we start seeing these cases come down again, it would be prudent for everyone to use a well-fitting mask. And I'm sure you've heard the news that the N95s and KN95s are now being recommended.
Indeed. Yeah, I had a question for you about that exactly. And that's,
sure.
I'm not keeping as good tabs as I should. Are they becoming more abundant and easier for people to source? And are they sometimes being price gouged? What is your understanding of the situation regarding that? Because I think, honestly, my question was almost framed to ask you, Lisa, would this be a good time if you can get yourself a supply of KN95s or N95s, almost bury your cloth mask at the bottom of the sock drawer, or to even burn it and stick with KN95s?
Well, we're not encouraging people to burn their cloth masks.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Right. They do still serve a purpose, and they could be used in conjunction with a surgical mask or even, you know, double masking cloth masks if you're unable to get the N95s or the KN95s. But the science has shown that those higher quality masks are more effective, specifically against the Omicron variant. So if folks can get their hands on those higher quality masks, it certainly would be a good idea to wear those in public places, regardless of their vaccination status. And then in addition to that, avoid the large gatherings, stay home, get tested if they have any symptoms or if they've been exposed. And I don't expect this to last for months. I think we'll see our numbers come down in the next 3 or 4 weeks. That, of course, is a guess on my part, but people can just maybe take a step back for the next few weeks and do their part to try to prevent the spread. I think it would be good for all of us as a community.
Are you aware of whether I can typically walk into a pharmacy or a home center and find KN or N95 masks on the shelves right now?
I think it's hit and miss as it is with those over-the-counter tests. Places are getting them in, but sometimes they go fast.
Yeah.
So my understanding is they are more widely available, and certainly we're not in a situation any longer where we're reserving those higher quality masks for the healthcare workers like we were in the beginning.
Or like we would have to do if there was a run on them and they became in short supply again. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Looking at school age populations, and we now have vaccines that go down to, you know, age 5 and above, and I don't know what our adoption of vaccinating the youngest set is, but there's still a large reservoir of folks who are under the age of 18 who may be among the lower levels of vaccination, and, you know, among our population in the county. And they're in our Lake Superior School District, which has just, I believe today, officially implemented masking indoors for the grades 6 through 12. Did your offices at Lake County Public Health help them in their analysis to arrive at the decision to do that?
So we've been providing the Lake Superior School District with data since the start of the pandemic, and one of the metrics that we track to assist them in making necessary changes to mitigation measures is the 14-day case rate. And what we've seen now just today is that our 14-day case rate for the period data is available, the most recent period data is available, is that there were 120 cases during that 14-day period from January 2nd to the 15th. So that is an all-time high for this school year. It's nearly double of what we saw the week before and nearly quadruple of what we saw the week before that.
Right. Just when Delta was clearly in the descent and the coast looked like it might be clearing up, we had this resurgence due to Omicron. You had a graphic, I believe, that you shared with your weekly report that I don't have available to me right here, Lisa, that showed the trends over all time since the beginning of the pandemic, or our first awareness of it back in possibly spreading into our region in spring of 2020. There have been higher rates of transmission a year ago or so. Is that true?
There were higher number of weekly cases in the fall of 2020.
Thank you.
So
okay.
We had about our high of recorded cases. And again, we need to put the caveat in there that we're not getting as many cases being recorded anymore because of those over-the-counter tests.
Indeed.
But our high so far was in November of 2020, and there were about 110 cases in 1 week. So we've not yet achieved that based on the official data we have, but could we be there if you included those over-the-counter tests? Yeah, we could. What we're seeing is still very concerning at this point.
It strikes me you did address the indoor masking for grades 6 through 12 students, but it strikes me that everybody is aware that trying to keep in-person instruction going seems to be critical to just people's basic ability to cope, and also much better for children in terms of their educational and social outcomes. But it seems like that mitigation measure might really help to keep down the number of cases in our younger population. It seems that in other places of the U.S., very high levels of transmission have been seen in the younger age, and we're not yet quite sure whether that's going to result in serious outcomes, right? In general, COVID cases have been milder in children. We're not sure whether we're going to anticipate much higher hospitalization rate for children, but I'm sure nobody really wants to see that.
Yeah, we certainly hope that's not the case here, but we are seeing more cases in recent weeks amongst that school-age population. And even kids that are too young to attend school, we're seeing increased cases among that population as well. So that is very concerning.
And I guess something to note is that people, even who aren't hospitalized, sometimes are being reported as having what you'd call recurrent or chronic conditions that are related to their having had COVID. And I guess that's something we're just going to have to watch, because there's so little known about what the prevalence of that is going to be, the kind of the long-hauling COVID effects in the population.
Right.
I think we've run the gamut. I guess you said that you're hoping that this is just a number of weeks of Omicron surge that can be counted on one hand, but the epidemiologists don't have a read on that yet, correct?
No, really what they're doing is looking at other countries where the Omicron surge started earlier and other parts of the United States where that's the case as well. And we're now starting to see cases come down in places like New York City. So we're hoping that once we hit that peak, the numbers will drop drastically as we're seeing in other places. And we don't have any reason to believe that won't be the case here in Minnesota, but of course, with other things, COVID, there are no guarantees, so have to wait and see.
Lisa, I just had an intriguing little observation. It might change in just a couple of days, but there's been several day period, almost a week, where it seemed like on a per capita or a rate per, you know, population, that Lake County might have been reporting a slightly lower number of cases than I would have expected by looking at the numbers in Cook or St. Louis County. Anything that comes to mind that might affect whether we have a lower reported case rate than our neighbors?
I guess, to be honest, I haven't been comparing our data specifically to St. Louis County and Cook County in the past several weeks, so I can't really speak to that. But it really, we've seen strange things throughout the pandemic where one county is doing particularly well, even though they're surrounded by counties that are not, and then things kind of get flipped on their head and you see the reverse. So I don't know what drives that, but it isn't the first time that it's happened.
You've come to expect the unexpected then. Yeah.
Right.
All right. I've been visiting with Lisa Hansen from the Lake County Health and Human Services Department about our public health response to the pandemic. Lisa, thank you very much for joining us today by phone, and we'll stay in touch, and we will definitely be keeping people posted on any new clinics that are scheduled. And how do people keep track if they want to at home just be able to see if there are vaccination clinics available as it comes time for them, say, to get their booster shot? Some people are just counting the days.
Folks can go to the Lake County website at www.co.lake.mn, and they can get information about current guidance and recommendations for isolation and quarantine, when to get a booster, that kind of thing on our COVID hub site. And then there is also a separate page for the vaccination clinics, and people can register online for any of the scheduled clinics. If they don't have internet access, they can call 226-4443 and learn about when clinics are scheduled and get help registering.
That's a big help, that information. Thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us today, and hope you and your staff all stay well. I know you'll stay active.
Thank you, Leo, and thanks to the station as well for helping us get this important information out.
It's the least we can do, and I thank you so much for the work you've been doing for quite a while on this and many other public health issues. We'll have to talk about them sometime in the future when COVID isn't the first word in everybody's health concerns. It's a pleasure having you and your department be so responsive. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
Bye now. Lisa Hansen, director of our Lake County Health and Human Services Department, talking to me today on KTWH 99.5 FM, ktwh.org online.